Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, you're listening to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and we're partway through a fascinating delve into the music of Tunisian oud player and vocalist Dafa Youssef, tunes from German-born New York resident Sebastian Noel, the WDR Big Band with Billy Hart, and also this hour on In The Moment, an offering from Norwegian pianist Ivan Årstad, plus a classic recording from one of my favourite tenor players, Ben Webster. Starting straight in then with a tune from Dafa Youssef's new album on OK Records, Divan of Beauty and Odd. It's 11 compositions which explore the dualities of beauty and the strange, a fusion of Oriental influence and urban groove of New York, and also an encounter between tradition and contemporary music styles. This tune is called Al-Hakta Rhapsody Part 1.
سأشرب هشمولا وأسجد عند منبلج الصباح
thank you.
The sound of Ambrose Akinmusere's trumpet there finishing that tune called Al Haktar Rhapsody Part 1 from Dafa Youssef Oud, voice, extraordinary voice there, Mark Juliana drums, Ben Williams bass, and Aaron Parks piano. That was from their new album released in September called Divan of Beauty and Odd, which we're featuring today here on In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're also featuring music from a recent album by the WDR Big Band and drummer extraordinaire Billy Hart. The second half of this album, which is called The Broader Picture, begins as sounds and dreamy textures take hold to a harmonically tweaked rendition of Lullaby for Imka. It begins as a floating John Coltrane indebted beauty, but moves into a grooving ride with punching brass, hard-hitting drums and relentless enthusiasm. The drummer, Billy Hart, who even after many years at the top of his profession still considers himself a student, likes to tell a story from days when he was in his teens. He went to see the great Elvin Jones play with John Coltrane, and Billy Hart said, "You can't imagine the energy this cat had. After the last set, he walked up to his idol in order to talk to him, and Elvin simply handed his bass drum pedal to Billy, saying, 'Don't ask me anything, because if I could show you, we'd all be Max Roach.'" And well, that's a reference to one of the greatest drummers ever lived, particularly in the big band era. And of course, Elvin Jones himself played with Coltrane and Miles Davis and had an illustrious career, which Billy Hart has now emulated. Let's have a listen to this tune then. It's called Lullaby for Imka.
Thank you.
That was the WDR Big Band and Billy Hart, and a tune called Lullaby for Imca from their recent album, The Broader Picture. Still to come here on In the Moment, more from our main featured album today by Dafa Yusuf, Divan of Beauty and Odd, a classic tune from the tenor saxophone player Ben Webster, live at the Renaissance Club, and more also from Sebastian Noel, guitarist whose new album on Fresh Sounds Records is called Shelter. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1923 to the present day. And now to a tune from a recent album by Norwegian pianist Ivan Ostad. It's been a long time coming, this one. For 15 years, the Norwegian Ivan Ostad trio has been an important part of the Bergen jazz scene, but only now is their international debut moving on general release. Ostad graduated from Jazz College in Trondheim, northern Norway, and settled in Bergen about 20 years ago. He trained not only in jazz, but in classical and folk music, and as one of the Norwegian school, it's left its marks on Ivan Ostad. But he also lost his heart a long time ago to America, gospel, R&B and blues, and these form the essence of the trio's sounds and compositions. Moving was recorded at Rainbow Studios in Oslo, and this tune is called In the End. Thank you. I like that tune a lot. It's called In the End, and it's from a recent album by the Eivind Aarsted Trio out of Norway called Moving. Now, on In the Moment, last hour we listened to several new compositions by Sebastian Noel's recent album Shelter. We're going to listen now to another tune from this album, and it's a take on a Hindustani classical raga. It's got high energy and almost religious intensity and timelessness associated with this type of music. And we're to hear Sebastian Noel guitar, Mark Momus tenor, Matt Mitchell piano, Matt Closey bass, Dan Weiss drums, and the tune is called Aha Baharev.
Thank you.
That's a great tune there, and Sebastian Noel guitar, Mark Mamas some fantastic tenor sax playing, Matt Mitchell piano, Matt Closey bass, Dan Weiss drums, and it was called Ahe Barahave, and it's from their new album on Fresh Sounds Records called Shelter. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Today, we've also been listening to tunes from Dafa Youssef's new album, Divan of Beauty and Odd. It's suffused with Sufi chants, and as often with Youssef's music, it transcends musical boundaries. The album's dedicated to the city of Damascus and was actually composed in India and recorded in New York. It features, in fact, some of the cream of New York working musicians at the moment, including Mark Giuliana drums, Ben Williams bass, Ambrose Akinmuzeri trumpet on some tunes, and Aaron Parks piano. Let's have a listen to this tune, which is called 17th Flyways. Thank you. unmistakable sounds there of Duffy Youssef on oud and Mark Giuliana drums, Bent Williams bass, Aaron Parks piano, and that tune's called 17th Flyaways. It's from their new album Divan of Beauty and Odd, and if you like what you've heard throughout the programme today of that album, then it's released on OK Records, and I can heartily recommend listening through to the rest of it. Now for something a little different. Last hour on In the Moment, we featured a classic Miles Davis tune recorded in 1961, live at the Black Hawk Club in San Francisco. Let's now turn to another classic 1960s recording. This time it's the legendary tenor player Ben Webster. He's live at the Renaissance Club in Hollywood, Los Angeles, and he's with Jim Hall guitar, Jimmy Rowles piano, Red Mitchell bass, Frank Butler drums, and a tune called Gone with the Wind.
Thank you.
Well, that was the inimitable tenor player Ben Webster live at the Renaissance Club Los Angeles in 1960. And you heard also Jim Hall guitar, Jimmy Rowles piano, Red Mitchell bass and Frank Butler drums. Well, that's almost it for today's programme. I do hope you've enjoyed the music as much as I have. Until next time, do have a good week. Let's finish with another outing for the WDR Big Band and Billy Hart's new album, The Broader Context. According to the band's arranger, Christoph Schweizer, Hart's essence is something that sticks with you for a long time as a listener and as a musician, consciously or not. And Schweizer said that as much as Hart has accumulated a wealth of historical knowledge about playing music and musicians playing, which he shares with fellow musicians and with his students, Schweizer said that Hart lives in a very present way and keeps evolving. His iPod is always stacked with the most recent developments in improvised music and, of course, drumming. Well, the album The Broader Context includes a three-part work called The Generation Suite. We heard the first movement from this, Layla Joy, last out on In the Moment, and the other two movements are Renada and the tune we're about to hear now, which is called Song for Balkis.